Oh, hello. I didn't expect to find someone here. Hey, are you okay? You look kind of down. You're fine, huh? Well, what if I ask again? Are you okay? Why would I care? I don't know, really. I just don't like seeing people unhappy. So do you want to talk about it? Okay. I won't push you. That's all right. Do you want me to go? If you want, I wouldn't mind staying for a while. Just chatting. No, not at all. Scoot over. I don't think I've seen you around campus. What are you studying? Oh, that's cool. I've always found that field to be interesting. I kind of wanted to explore it a bit further, but I guess other things got in the way. No, I'm not just saying that to show interest in you. I took the intro course for it last year. I was planning on continuing it on the side, but with my full-time studies and student council president responsibilities, I just couldn't find the time. Hard to even find the time to relax these days. Yes, I'm the president. Nice to meet you. I'm in my senior year. What about you? Oh, you're a freshman, baby. Sorry. I'm only teasing. I hope I didn't offend you. Good. I didn't think I would, but I figured I should throw in that disclaimer. Hard to know with new people where the line is. Where are you staying? You got a place on campus? Oh, so you're completely new here. That must be hard. I know it took a while for me to find friends. Not gonna lie, it was a rough first year. Have you found a group to hang with? I'm sorry. Is that part of why you're feeling down? It can get really lonely here, despite being around so many people. Especially around so many people, to be honest. It's very easy to feel left out. But it doesn't have to be like that. Have you tried joining a study group? Haven't been invited. Well, there are open study groups every afternoon at the library. You don't need an invitation. Everyone is welcome. That's fair. I know it's hard, but to make friends, you need to put yourself out there, you know? Ugh, I'm sorry. You're a bit of an introvert, aren't you? Yeah, I thought so. It doesn't make it easier this late into the semester when groups have already formed. Well, the truth is that you won't get friends by just waiting for someone else to invite you. It doesn't work like that. Sorry, I know that's hard to hear, but tough love and all that. Why not set up a goal for yourself? Try to get to the library study group. You don't need to engage the first time, just go see what it's like. How does that sound? How about I come with you? Would that make it easier? Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I usually don't have a lot of time in the afternoon, but I'm free tomorrow. Think that would be okay? Cool. And the thing is, I get lonely too. I don't really talk much about this, but you trusted me to tell me about yourself, so I'll trust you. There's a lot of pressure on me, from teachers, from home, and other students. I need straight A's to be a model student, constantly on the highest honor roll. That, coupled with all the student council responsibilities, I just don't have much time left, you know? I know I have a lot of friends and people around me, but I'm not close with anyone. Hearing their inside jokes and stories from parties they've been at just gives me a lot of FOMO. Kind of sucks. So I guess we're at the opposite sides of the spectrum. I'm not trying to say I have it worse or anything. Absolutely not. But, yeah, things aren't always peachy. I want to have a real life. I want to actually spend time with my friends. I want to party. I want to find a boyfriend. Or at least have a chance of finding one. I feel like I'm stuck in my position because of all the expectations. You have no idea how boring it is to listen to complaints students want me to bring up with a dean. Like, I'm sorry, but I don't really care if you think the water fountains are ugly. Yes, actual complaint. They wanted prettier fountains to drink from. I wanted to say that I'm not going to waste my time with something so trivial, but instead, I smiled and nodded and said I'd take care of it, because it was expected of me. But I'm trying to change that. I'm going to have a normal life, and not just be a model for everyone else all the time. It's a little scary, though. I get invited to a lot of parties. But it's mostly just symbolic at this point. They never expect me to come. I'm not quite sure how they'd react when I actually show up. Maybe we can go together down the line? It would be nice to have someone with me. You can be my plus one. Don't worry. I won't force you to do anything. I just thought that it would be nice. For both of us. Since we'll be social study buddies. Anyway, that's in the future. Let's start with the library. Not as much loud music or people jumping around. Hopefully. I think we'll be safe there. Anyway, I'm sorry, but I really gotta run. I'm already late. How about we meet up here around 4 p.m. tomorrow? Actually, make that 4:15. I have to check in with the drama what's-their-face people. I just can't remember what their group is called right now. I'm a great student president, I promise. God, well, I guess you already know I'm not exactly perfect. I'm not the person people think I am. I'll probably show you more of my less than perfect side tomorrow. I feel like I can let my guard down around you. Anyway, sorry, I gotta run. See you tomorrow! It's a date. No, a meeting. Hangout. Study thing. I'm gonna go now. Bye!